Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Listen, it is Shaking Up Thursday. Y'all know I don't like to say throwback Thursday. I don't like to say throwback. Even though, let me tell you something. It looked like to me the older I get, the better the past of my old days will look. Y'all know something. I'm talking about dating. So get out of your head. Let me straighten you out real quick. Listen, I'm talking about dating. It seemed like, you know, when you're young, now single folks, this is a lesson. Y'all pay attention real good to mama, okay? So listen, when you younger, hun, you get all kind of pickings. You know what I mean? You get all kind. I wish I had paid attention to this when I was in my 20s, 30s, and my 40s, and late 40s, and everything. You get all kind of good stuff coming across your way. At least I did. I know y'all do, too. I don't know what these young folks doing now, but let me tell you something. Listen, when you younger, it's the time to really select somebody that you really, really, really want to spend the duration of your life with. Now, listen. To me, I wasn't thinking about that. I wasn't trying to say I do to nobody. I wasn't trying to say I do to Prince or nobody else. I'm talking about the Arthur, the singer Prince when he was alive. You know what I mean? So listen, I wasn't trying to, if it had been Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, if it had been stylistic saying, would you be there? I would have been like, honey, I ain't finished doing what I got to do yet. You know, that was the favorite man I was in. I'm not finished yet. Just wait. Just hold it. So listen, mama was just doing her thing. Listen, singer folks, I got a point here. So listen, let me tell you something. Let me dial it down because you know I like to entertain. So listen, when I was younger, I had all kind of different individuals coming across my path. I've had people in college studying to be an architect, some studying to be a professor, some studying to be different things, and some was already well-grounded in their workforce. I had one that was an engineer for ComEd, all kind of different things. You hear what I'm saying? But listen, mama was not thinking about getting tied down to nobody. But listen, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you have these kind of individuals come across your path, you might want to start thinking of your future. See, listen, I always live for current, for today, right? I was not thinking about no future. I wasn't trying to think about no little people running around, no munchkins. Although I love little munchkins, I wasn't trying to have none. So listen. You want to start thinking about that because I am telling you, the older you get, your pickings gets a little slim. You know what I'm saying? You still get some pickings, but listen, when you get older in your 50s and your 60s and your 70s, you know, the kind of pickings that you get, they come across, they got a tooth missing in the front, you know what I mean? They butt is sagging down in the back, you know what I'm saying? They got a beer belly in the front, you know what I mean? So listen, see, when you're in your 20s, 30s, and your 40s, everything is packed up tight. You know, ladies and men, the men got, you know, the six-pack going on. Now, then when you get older, men get older now, and they ain't still doing them calisthenics in their 60s and their 70s, you know, the muscles look like they done shrunk. You know what I'm saying? They ain't pup like biscuits no more. They're coming at you looking like some aliens from another planet. So I'm telling y'all. Now, listen to mama good. The life lesson is this. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're dating individuals, you know what I'm saying, and they look like, you know, somebody you really could really spend the duration of your life with, you ain't got to think about saying, oh, okay, I'm going to get married tomorrow. No. You still take your time in the relationship, you know what I mean, and you could think about, well, okay, this will make a really nice life partner. Think life partner. Okay, so listen, I got a real hot show on today. It's Thursday. We're going to press forward Thursday, okay? We ain't going to throw back no more. All right, so it is October 13, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it out to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kuwait, for 20. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, baby. And Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. And he two checks late. You know, I don't know what's the matter with these people. Listen, it's another thing about, I'm going to tell y'all about some credit. I'm going to tell y'all about how to keep your credit in stellar condition. Now, see, mommy can tell y'all about all this stuff because I done been through all of that stuff and all that rigmarole. So listen, mommy got some life lessons for you on today, baby. Listen. I got some stone cold bad music. And the artist, La La Baby, La La, La 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 La, La 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 La. And I'm telling you, that woman can sing her socks off, baby. She gonna throw down. And independent artist, Sam Me. Yeah. She gonna get down with it. So listen, who gonna be hearing your music on today? Y'all check this out. Come on, engineer. Hey, people all over the world, listen, I'm going to get on down into the music. Independent artist, La La R. Let me tell you something. This woman got a voice on her. Lord, today, if I had just a quarter of her voice, listen. Mama know her gifts. Now, listen, y'all know mama likes to entertain, so listen, when I say a quarter of her voice, so I want a quarter of her verse, her voice, right? And then I'm going to keep 75% of my voice, right? And you know what I'm going to have then? See, listen, 75% of my voice is sweet, you know, spicy. And then when you hear independent artist, La La, honey, she got the royal gift now. So all I need is a quarter of royalty. And then I will be smashing everywhere, honey. Listen, let me tell you something. Okay, so listen, I'm going to get on down with it. Let me tell you something. Why your Facebook use keyword the fierce female? When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. Before I get on down with La La Baby, I want y'all to get into this. I got a word from my sponsor.
I want to talk about sludge. It happens after you drive your vehicle for a while. It's a buildup of motor oil that gels, then collects dirt, metals, and unburned fuel. Sludge prevents oil from getting to the critical engine parts it's designed to protect. You'll notice your vehicle running rough, stalling, even vibrating. That's because friction is damaging your engine. Jill Katz ProLine is the solution. This science was engineered for aerospace, tested in racing, and used by our military. Now, you can use this well-kept secret to protect your engine from future buildup, extend the life of the vehicle, and save on repair costs. Order at jillcat.com. JILCAT.com.
Yes, yes, yes. I want you guys to visit JillCat.com, JillCat ProLine. It is a wonderful company. I want you guys to visit. Once again, it's JillCat.com. That's with one L, J-I-L-C-A-T.com. I want you guys to take a look at the website. It is a really, really phenomenal product. Let me tell you a little bit about JillCat ProLine. It's patent hydrocarbon technology, artifiction, reducer, supplements, and lubricants. It was engineered for aerospace, tested and professional racing, and used by our military. So, you know, it's top notch. You can't get no better than that. When it's used by the military, what else you going to say up in here? Now, listen, I got to get on down with it. I got some super bad music. Independent artist, La La. Oh, my goodness. Are you guys ready? Please, please, put on your seatbelts. Put on your seatbelts. You know what I'm saying? Because La La is about to give us a rocket. Right? She is about to give us a rocket. We are going to blast off. Listen, you know, it's October. Everybody beginning to, of course, think about Christmas. Think about Christmas. Christmas. Okay, so listen, she got the goods. She got some Christmas songs. I'm just letting y'all know she got some Christmas songs. And we're going to sit back. We're going to chill with La La. The first one up is Christmas Lights. Take a listen to Christmas Lights. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Snow falling slow on the way, on the go, heaven high, something special, evergreen snow white, needle smile when it's coming, all the cold, stop the honey, for this night, stars are shining, evergreen snow white. In Christmas lights my dreams come true. It used to happen, oh yeah. In Christmas lights your dreams come true. They've got to happen, yeah. In Christmas lights our dreams come true. For this to happen, darling, the window, you with me, in this winter, joy takes all the trouble, evergreen snow white, when the snow falling slow, on the way, underglow, heaven's high, something special, evergreen, tell you why. In Christmas lights my dreams come true. It used to happen, oh yeah. In Christmas lights your dreams come true. They've got to happen, yeah. In Christmas lights our dreams come true. For it used to happen, darling. Wonderful from above rain on this magic day. When the snow falling slow on the way, underglow, heaven's high, something special, evergreen snow white. In Christmas lights my dreams come true. It used to happen, oh yeah. In Christmas lights your dreams come true. Thank God to heaven, yeah. In Christmas lights our dreams come true. For it seems to happen, darling. Wonder from above rain on this magic day. Wonder from above rain on this magic day.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Now, listen. You all know why I said a quarter of her voice. All I need is a quarter. You know what I mean? If somebody give me a quarter, I know how to make, you know, about 10 more quarters. You know what I'm talking about. Listen here. I mean, that voice is phenomenal. Do you hear me up in here? She is phenomenal. I know she's a millionaire. Y'all know I talk about millionaire music. And I'm telling you, if anybody got the goods, she got the goods, y'all. She got the goods, and I know she is doing fantastic and fabulous. You know what I'm saying? That song is unreal. Her singing is just beautiful. You know, she needs to be on every, you know what she reminds me of? And I'm going to play her next song, which is Christmas Miracle. Let me tell you something. Y'all remember Ed Sullivan? I am very, I'm really a nostalgic person, and I love things like Ed Sullivan. You know, y'all know them shows still come on. You can still get those old shows on television. You can get whatever you want to look at. If it's not in your lineup on your cable, you can get it streaming online wherever. You can get it on Paramount. You can get it on Roku. You can get it anywhere. Whatever you want to look at, you can get it. Listen, I love sports, so I look at a lot of things on my cell phone because I like all kind of things. I like me some boxing. You know, I love me some contact sport. I like martial arts. Now, the reason I'm saying all that is because she reminds me of the old days with Ed Sullivan, the good old Broadview, what you call it, the show from a long time ago. Oh, I got a burn. Somebody burned me. Okay, I'm going to take care of that. Listen. Ed Sullivan, she would have been great on the Ed Sullivan show. I like those old shows. So let me tell you something. She is magnificent, 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 magnificent. I can't say enough good things about her talent. She is phenomenal. She really is. And I'm going to play Christmas Miracle. And then I got some music by independent artist Summy, and her born name is Summer Ferguson, Summer Ferguson. So take a listen to this. This is Christmas Miracle.
Never thought we'd ever meet again. And at Christmas Eve, I felt annoyed. But somewhere in the night, I heard you call my name. And all at once, my heart was overjoyed. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday, I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirits rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day. Come Christmas morning, I see the snowflakes lay, and the hanging mistletoe is brightly glistening, and the children laugh as they run and play. The snowman brightly shines on this sunny day. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirit rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirits rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day. It was a miracle, a Christmas miracle. And all day yesterday I felt no need to celebrate. I feel my spirits rise, and to my great surprise, I can hear the bells. it out on Christmas Day. I feel my spirit rise into my great surprise. I can hear the bells ring out on Christmas Day.
She is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. That is Christmas Miracle. I am telling you, I am telling you. You know, what can you say? You know, her voice speaks for itself. You know, when you have singing like this and talent to this magnitude, it speaks for itself. You know, you really don't have a lot to say because it is what it is. I mean, she really kind of sounds like Barbara Streisand in a way. She really does. So listen, I am telling you, she is phenomenal. Bravo, 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 bravo. I'm telling you, you know, it's like she can go in whatever direction she wants to because now she's singing the Christmas songs. I mean, it's phenomenal. What she's doing is phenomenal. It is excellent. You know, she could put on a concert online, and I am telling you, it would be out of sight. I've seen a lot of online concerts, and I'm going to play the song, independent artist, Some Me. I'm going to play her song in just 1 second, my darling. But listen, she could put on an online concert and really do really well, really do really well. I had somebody ask me a question today. You know, it's the same thing over and over again. When you have talent, the millions will come to you. You will not have to look for the millions. And I'm talking about millions of streams, millions of, you know, money doesn't surprise me. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't do anything to me. So listen, let me tell you something. I had somebody come to me today, and they says, you know what? I'll give you, they were trying to get to 25 million streams on their profile, on their Spotify profile. And y'all know how ridiculous that sounds because nobody is going to get you to 25 million streams in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or whatever days. So listen, he had $200. He says, I'll give you $250, and I want you to get me to 25 million streams. And I says to him, I says, is this a joke? I says, are you for real? And then he says to me, he says, no, it's not a joke. He says, I am for real. And I says, you know, I put him on block. I didn't say another word because there is no way in the high heavens you're going to get to 25 million streams. I ain't got to tell nobody that. And what he had in his hand to listen to, you know, it wasn't going to even get 10 streams. I'm like, oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you something. You don't have to pay for success. Let me tell you something. Of course, you got to pay for promotion, things like that. But listen, a lot of times there is a fast track. There is a fast track. Oh, God, this needs to be in my class. There is a fast track to success, right? If you have a little bit of money to invest in what you are trying to do, there is a fast track to success, all right? But now when it comes to music, now let me say this, when it comes to music, there ain't no fast track. Either you got the talent that's going to attract millions and millions of streams or you don't. And, you know, music is a little difficult. You got to put in the work. It's not easy. It's hard. But listen, when you really got a banging talent, and, of course, that's going to cut your time in half, and I'm telling you, there is no way to buy millions of streams. You just cannot do that. Now, the young lady I just played, independent artist Lala, let me tell you something. She can get millions of streams. This is what I'm talking about. This is the difference. She can get millions and millions of streams because what? She got the talent that's going to come looking for her. That song that she's singing, Christmas Miracle, the streams are going to come. All she got to do is put it out there, and it's going to come. The interviews is going to come, right? And you know what? She can even fast-track her. See, when you got talent like this, what she's putting out, she can fast-track her way to success. She can skyrocket there. She can skyrocket there with that type of singing. She can do it. I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to say it over there. I sure ain't. But she can. If she had just a little bit of money there, something she can do to get herself there pretty much overnight in a heartbeat. All it takes is one person, and I'm going to say this, in the media, and she'll get there. She'll be there overnight, and everybody will say, oh, she's an overnight success. She's not an overnight success. She's been doing this for a long time, and people don't realize that it's not overnight. It's just that you just discovered her, right? You just discovered her. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, listen, I didn't mean to say all that, but I am telling you. See, somebody in my social media stream years ago, gave me the recipe, and I said, oh, this is juicy, this is juicy, this is juicy. He gave me something that was so very valuable, and it was knowledge. See, knowledge is very, very valuable, and he's been in entertainment for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, and the man is just fantastic. Had a conference call with him, one-on-one, just one-on-one, me and him, and I am telling you, he spit it out to me everything I needed to know. I was like, oh, Jesus. And you know what? He didn't even hardly charge me for the information he was giving me, right? So listen, you got to know how to approach folks. I guess I'm giving a whole crash course here. You have to know how to approach people to really get what you want. You don't even know a person has the knowledge that you need to get to where you're trying to get to. And let me tell you something, there's a lot of people in hip-hop, and I'm going to get to this quick, and I'm going to play the next song. There's a lot of people, and I'm not bringing down hip-hop or rap. There's a lot of people that think that rapping is the ticket to get them to stardom real, real fast. But let me tell you something. There is no genre of music where you can dilute the talent. You just can't do that. And a lot of people is diluting the talent when it comes to rapping and hip-hop. It ain't going to work, honey. It's not going to work. So listen, a little less work and a little less talent does not equal success. I'm sorry to tell you. It does not equal success, okay? So listen, and people are trying to make all these different deals. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know, everybody's trying to make a deal. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give you so much money to do this and do that. It doesn't work. Listen, some people just can't be bought. Some people cannot be bought. If you have the talent, yeah, I ain't going to hell for nobody. I'll go to high heaven and back for you if you got the talent. But if you don't got the talent, you can't write me a check for nothing. And that's what I'm telling you. Because people are trying to pay their way, and it's not working. It ain't working. So listen, I got another song by independent artist, Summy, independent artist, Summy. And the name of her song is Wish I Never Met You. Woo! Wish I Never Met You, baby. Y'all, check out. Check.
Hands down, count regrets. Shouldn't you stand?
Do you know how many people are saying that right now? Wish I never met you. I love that song. Listen, listen. That song, of course, can go really, really go so many different places. It can do really, really well. I love that. Wish I never met you. I am telling you, she can do a lot with that. I am telling you, it is really. Listen, and I am into packaging. You know something? If you're an independent artist and you have really great talent like the artists on today's show, independent artist Lala R and independent artist Summer Ferguson, you know, I am really big into packaging. So listen. When it comes to packaging, what I am speaking of, if you have a really great song, like what independent artist Lala, her Christmas songs, and independent artist Summer Ferguson, they both do this. I'm big into packaging because I love multiple streams of income, and we live in a day and time, you get to have some multiple streams of income. So when I say packaging, you know, you have your music. And, you know, of course, people do merchandise. They do calves. They do T-shirts. Okay, so we're going to put that aside for 1 second because we know that's already there in place. You're getting a stream of income from your merchandise. So when I say packaging with a great song like what Summer Ferguson has, Wish I Never Met You, you know what she can do? You know, I'm a really creative person, so it's not very difficult for me to come up with creative ideas. And so with that particular song, she can really do a lot. You know, color books. People love to color. People love art therapy. You know, art therapy is on the move. And so, of course, with this song, Wish I Never Met You, art therapy, if she had a little coloring book, I'm talking about adult coloring books, not for children. Not children. There are adult coloring books that you can that you have. And a lot of, I learned about this a couple of years ago, that adults have adult coloring books for art therapy, and they look for these coloring books. And so what I'm saying is her package would be the song. It would be the coloring book for adult art therapy. You know, she would have that package in it. And then, like, ladies, of course, like their coffee mugs, you put that in. And, of course, that would make a great Christmas. So she could work on this for next year. For a Christmas gift, you do a little bottle. She's got the song, the CD, right? And then she has the coloring book, and then she has the coffee mug for the ladies. And then for the men, she puts together the packaging for a man for next Christmas. She'd have the song, and then she'd have the adult coloring book for a man. You know what I'm saying? And then have a gift for a man, a tie, not really a tie, but something like a cologne or whatever else she wants to put in it for a man. You know, little socks, little Christmas socks maybe. You know. And so that's packaging. That is what you call packaging. And say, listen, what independent artists, you want to have, especially for holidays. For holidays, oh my gosh. Listen, for each holiday, you should already have your packaging. You should already know for the complete year. You should already know for the 12 months what kind of packaging you're going to have because people love to do that. And people still decorate their homes, right? And so you're going to have your packaging in place for the holidays. I was looking around just yesterday at the different things that was out for Halloween. You know, why not? Artists don't think about that sometimes the holidays. You do your packaging for the holidays. Have that stuff already together. Have your idea and your plan and your marketing already together for the next year, right? So for next year in 2023, you have that already together. And so when it's time to go a couple of months before, you start pushing that stuff out. That's why you need a website. People keep telling me they don't need a website. You do need a website. So when you have promotionals for seasonal promotions, you put that stuff on your website for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Easter, and you have that together. And guess what? Those are additional sales. You're not just depending on your music. You got other stuff to go along with it. And so that's the way that works. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I'll be back later on this evening. I get to do it all over again. And remember, it's Millionaire Music, baby. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.